is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, I want to begin by stating this fact, and I want you to lock in on this truth with me. This is not a time for playing games or free-falling in your mind or spacing out or whatever you want to call it. You have to embrace, I have to embrace the truth. The truth is that right now we are in an all-out war of unprecedented proportions. This war was triggered by the COVID virus and all the related social lockdowns and all the other closures, the mandatory closures of businesses. And so all these factors were assembled together, and they have brought about, as a result, mental depression, anxiety, suicide. The percentages of people suffering from very severe mental health issues are skyrocketing. People's independent businesses, entrepreneurs, their businesses have collapsed. And then the primary focus of the attack has been, and you never read about it, you never hear about it in the media, but the primary focus of the attack is a direct attack. What we're experiencing now is perhaps the greatest attack that has ever come against a nation or a people in the history of civilization. What is being attacked right now above everything is this is a direct attack against the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of communicating a biblical worldview, of making disciples of all nations, and practicing Christianity, worshiping Jesus Christ. And most of all, this is an all-out, direct, targeted attack against any form of bringing in the last day's soul harvest. So when you dig beneath all the apparent physical factors that you can perceive with your senses, the deeper root issue is this COVID thing and the other things are being used as pretenses to eradicate, destroy, censor, and basically kill off biblical Christianity from the American culture and other cultures. Now, you may say that's serious. Yeah, it is serious. And anybody who does not perceive the authenticity and the reality of what I just stated is hiding in their mind. They have chosen to live in a little world of make-believe, in the vain aspiration that by hiding in their minds mentally, by pretending that these things are not happening, that somehow that will allow them to escape what's coming. That if they lay low and hide, if they surrender, if they give in, if they go with the flow, they'll be okay. Now, that message, that solution has never worked in human history. It won't work now. There is more than enough data at the present moment. If you study the facts and you see what's happening in America and other nations, there is overwhelming evidence to support what I just asserted and presented to you. The purpose of presenting that truth to you was not to instill paranoia or anxiety or fear in you, but to wake you up in a sober manner. You know, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, and that's absolutely true. Because if we allow fear to dominate and control our lives, fear will paralyze us. And people who are in a state of paralysis are easily destroyed. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Instead, God says, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we reject this. You see, what's happening with the lockdowns and the ramping up of the demands for wearing the mask again, and all these draconian measures that instill fear in the mass population, the purpose of that is to create a deliberate, intentional environment of psychological fear and panic. Because people are easily controlled, easily deceived, easily misled when they have been coerced and they have been brought into a psychological state of fear, paranoia, and panic. You're paralyzed. You can't think clearly. Every one of us knows that. When you're in a very high state of fear in your consciousness, you're paralyzed. I mean, here's some of the physiological responses to entering a high state of fear. Your body starts to shake. Well, you can't think clearly and analytically when your body's shaking. Why is your body shaking? Your body's trembling because of the fear. That is due to a catalyst of biological biochemicals being released in your body and brain. But it pushes you into a whole spectrum of unbalanced thinking. And people who have moved into the modality of unbalanced thinking are ripe for the slaughter. And that's what's happening on a global level. And the people who are directing this, the people who are social engineering this, the people who are leading this, and by that I mean the globalist elite, they're doing this intentionally because they interface with a large body of psychological experts, psychological warfare experts, et cetera, et cetera. So this whole COVID thing, operationally provides the cover, it provides the diversion to accomplish the real agenda. The real agenda is to bring down Western democracies like the governmental structure of the United States. The goal is to bring down the freedoms you have, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and other freedoms. You notice that these freedoms, driven by whipping up the fear in the mass population, they are taking down, they are illegally and brazenly taking down these legal, constitutional, Bill of Rights protections you have. Now, notice when you're observing the media and notice when you're observing society. Learn to pay attention, not just to lock in. Think of reality as like a giant puzzle game and all the puzzle pieces are scattered on the floor. If you're trying to figure out what the puzzle pieces are intended to assemble into, you can't go myopic and just look at one tiny puzzle piece. Because that, you have to look at the big picture, but you got to guard yourself from being overwhelmed by the big picture. The key is to, in your mind, using your cognitive abilities, to assemble the puzzle pieces. When you assemble the puzzle pieces, then you will see a clearer and clearer and more focused picture of what is actually happening and where it is precisely we are going in the near future. So you see, you don't have to run and listen to somebody who is a false prophet or a false teacher. You don't build your life, for crying out loud. You don't build your life on the teachings of a false prophet. If a guy or a girl has gotten up there numerous times and issued, you know, a prophecy that they say is directly from God, but they were totally incorrect and they were wrong time after time after time, well, it's your responsibility to wake up, smell the coffee, and understand that you're not supposed to be listening to a false prophet. Now, how do you determine what a true prophet is? Well, one, the accuracy of a true prophet is supposed to be 100%. But then simply on a human level, on a scientific, technological, statistical, societal, historical level, when you're looking at puzzle pieces, God has given you, yes, I don't care what your educational degree is and what your background is, every single person listening to the Paul McGuire Report, you have already been given the mental power to assemble the puzzle pieces of reality. And you can, if you pray and put your mind to it, you can do that rather quickly. And then rather quickly, you begin to see a very clear picture of where we're going as a nation. Because there's clues everywhere. And then you notice the patterns. The patterns, notice that whatever the media says, when they say something, they're all saying the exact same thing. There's no diversity of communication. The reason for that, as you know, is the mass media are all owned and controlled by the same powerful globalist elite. Their official job is to function as the mechanisms of brainwashing, mind control, and propaganda. That's why when they go into their brainwashing propaganda mode, all of the media in unison speaks in the same message, perceives and reports in the same way, and communicates to you the exact same information from the exact same point of view. Now, when you see them begin to do that, and they do that in regular cycles, and then, as you have already noticed, they will suddenly, like, turn the steering wheel of their car very quickly, and they will reverse positions or change positions or whatever with a dizzying speed, and they do it constantly. Why? Because they're taking orders, they're taking directions from the people that own them and control them. And when the need for a particular kind of propaganda arises, it's the job of the mass media to change their message to fit in with whatever the latest and newest script is in terms of propaganda. And you can see that. So notice the patterns that are happening in media. And you've got to pay attention to them. In this world that we're in right now, again, once again, we are in an all-out war, an all-out battle. And that all-out war and all-out battle is occurring primarily in the area of your mind. That's the primary battlefield. And you need to gird up the loins of your mind. You need to strengthen your mind. You need to embrace the truth by faith that you have the mind of Christ. And then when delusion and deception and propaganda and error and mind control and all the other devices that they use start being played, you don't bow down to it in your mind, in your intellect. You don't surrender your sanity ever. You're never to surrender your sanity to mind control propaganda, which is in its essence insanity. They are promoting via mass media a message of, based on their occultic principle known as order out of chaos or new world order out of chaos. They are operating their propaganda based on that platform. And you can't allow yourself to get swept up in the disinformation, the lies, and the confusion. And most of all, you, God has given you the power, but you have to use it. I would say the overwhelming majority of Bible-believing Christians in America and elsewhere are not even remotely using the power an authority that God has given you regarding controlling your mind. You're supposed to be controlling your mind. When you lose the spiritual battle, when you lose control of your mind, when you lose your control of your mind, you go insane. You crack. And by the way, that's the intended purpose of mass mind control, is to push you over the edge so that you crack, that you go insane. Why? Because when you crack somebody, or in the law enforcement world or the world of intelligence, they call it breaking somebody. Well, what do they mean when the military says we're going to break somebody? It means that in warfare, if you've captured an enemy spy or whatever, and you're trying to get all their secret spy information from them, and they are continuously resisting you, then you have to turn up the heat of your techniques with the intended purpose of breaking them. Breaking them is a consequence of turning up all the various psychological pressures which pushes the person you're interrogating into the breaking point. When the person hits the breaking point, they can no longer hold up their mental defenses. They can no longer hold up to the control of their own mind, and they lose control of their mind. They're broken. And when a person is broken, their personality fractures into different compartments. This is the entire basis of MKUltra, which I've written a lot about in my books, A Prophecy of the Future of America and The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind. You shatter somebody's personality. That's what MKUltra is all about. And then they will reveal to you the hidden information that they're trying to hide from you. But you see, we have individual mind control where you break somebody, but we also have what's called mass mind control, where you turn up the pressures with the intention of breaking the mass population. When you have effectively broken the mass population, then you can dominate their minds. Why? Because they have now lost control of their minds. And that puts them in a very, very vulnerable and weak psychological state. And as long as your consciousness is in a place of psychological weakness, etc., they can externally break you. and dominate you and control you on a mass level. So in order to do that, the formula of mass mind control or individual mind control is known as pain, drugs, hypnosis. Same thing would be true of mass mind control. And then another technique is you create an artificial crisis where you turn up the psychological heat. And that fits in order with their occult principle, which is called order out of chaos, also known as manufactured crisis. You turn up the heat in a manufactured crisis, and you will break the mass population. So when you force people not to be with other people, when you force parents not to see their kids or friends and family not to see each other, when you force Christian churches and Christian Bible studies and Christian meetings to go into lockdown, what you're doing is you're breaking them. These are all forms of psychological warfare. And every one of them has a particular attribute and definition to it that fits right into the different categories of psychological warfare. So, for example, sensory deprivation. When you pull people out of society and deprive them of the ability to socially interact with friends and family, friends and stuff, when you deprive them of the ability to engage in social interaction, you are slotting them for a type of sensory deprivation. And sensory deprivation is a very effective and a very quick way of breaking someone, of shattering their sanity. And then you add other things where you continually bombard them with fear and fake data and lockdowns due to, alleged mental health prevention. So this is what's happening. And the only way you can win this battle for your mind is, first of all, you cannot fight and win this battle in and of and by yourself. The battle you're in requires a level of strength that is way beyond you. You can only win this battle within by relying on God's supernatural power and relying on God's supernatural strength. To the degree that you choose to cry out to God, to the degree that you choose to ask Jesus in Jesus' name for his help, to the degree that you pray and ask God to fill you with his supernatural power, his supernatural Holy Spirit, to the degree that you ask God to supernaturally strengthen you, it is to those degrees that you personally can experience an amazing supernatural victory that defies understanding. When you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit and fill you with his power, he does that. He does that. And when you're filled with the supernatural power of God, you then have the supernatural ability to overcome and be victorious in all these spiritual battles. So that should be first and foremost your goal right now. And you have to understand something. People around you, probably the majority of people around you, and the majority of Christians around you are in some kind of mild negative trance state, a negative hypnotic state where they're paralyzed by fear, they're filled with anxiety and depression. And all of those things are the beginning categories of breaking someone. God is giving you a choice right now. God is asking you, do you want to surrender to fear and this trance state? Or do you want to call on the name of Jesus and ask him to fill you with his supernatural power, the power of the Holy Spirit? Now, God's not going to force it on you. So you need to take the initiative and ask God in prayer. It can be a really quick prayer. You ask God to fill you with his supernatural power. You ask God to supernaturally strengthen you. You use your authority that he's given you in Jesus' name. And the most important thing you can do is recognize that despite the fact that we're dealing with a biological warfare, a psychological warfare, an economic warfare, a societal warfare, despite all of that, at the core, we are dealing with an all-out spiritual warfare and an all-out psychological warfare integrated with an all-out spiritual warfare. So you make the decision to do what the Bible tells you to do. It has nothing to do with how you feel. You're not going to get this power from on high based on feelings. It's nothing to do with feelings. It has everything to do with the fact and the promises of God's word. So you place your feet on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, which is your firm foundation. And then you have to understand that in the invisible realm or the spiritual world in the United States of America right now, in an invisible atmosphere that is negatively impacting your friends, your neighbors, your brothers and sisters in Christ, they may not realize it or not, but they have entered a very negative spiritual atmosphere that is intended to break them. But God is calling you to make a difference. So I know I've said this on the program a lot lately, but this seems to be the way that the Spirit of the Lord has been leading me a lot lately. And as I'm talking to you, I feel a resonating of the Spirit of God in my inner man. In past years, when Christians were more sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit, that would be called quickening. I sense a quickening of the Holy Spirit in my inner man. It's a stirring of the Holy Spirit, which is designed by God to stir you up, energize you to do something, and that may require that you break barriers in your personality, like barriers of fear and barriers of other things. So I want you to hear right now, you hear me, Paul, speaking to you, but simultaneously to me speaking to you is the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Now that's two different things. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you and telling you that he called you before the beginning of time to be here for such a time as this. And he called you to walk victoriously so that when other Christians and other people who are defeated and broken by the spiritual war, when they see you, they see a difference. Because when they look in your eyes, when they look at your countenance, they no longer see defeat, retreat, brokenness. You become, out of the grace of God, a living example of what it means to walk in spiritual victory in the middle of a spiritual battle. You become a living witness of that reality. That is critical in spiritual warfare, because you become a bright light shining in the darkness. And only God knows how powerful an impact that makes on your friends and your neighbors. That resonating of the Holy Spirit at a specific vibration in the temple of your inner man or woman, it carries through, it transmits through the invisible realm, the spiritual world. And since it represents the dunamis, the explosive dynamite force of God, when you're clothed with power from on high, since it represents that, it has the capacity to pass or transmit from person to person, and it has the capacity to radically transform the spiritual atmosphere all around you in the invisible realm. And it's imperative that in the time of battle, it's imperative that you obey the Lord now. Because do not underestimate how big the call that God has for you as an individual. And I'm not saying that you measure that by worldly standards. I'm saying that you, listening to me right now, probably, like all of us, you have underestimated the enormously powerful things God can do through you and what God is doing through you. You are a conduit of the dunamis power of God, which explodes like the dynamite force of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. It detonates. It explodes in love violently in the spiritual realm. And what that does is it drives all the demonic powers, the principalities and powers, the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places, the demons, the detonation of the dunamis, the dynamite power of God, sets these demonic armies on fire, and it drives them out of the spiritual world and the physical world that we live in. You have done the equivalent of igniting a nuclear blast in the heavenlies, not of evil or wicked destruction, but of the necessary overpowering and overwhelming of the demonic powers that are seeking right now to destroy you, to destroy the Christian church, and to destroy America. Nothing is impossible with God. Never forget that. So let's come back in a moment and look at some of the missiles and the flaming arrows that are being shot against you and me and the supernatural body of Christ. And then let's look at what we can do in the supernatural power of God that can defeat Satan and these demonic powers. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us. For books, the archives, free articles, all kinds of stuff. And that's at paulmcguire.us, paulmcguire.us. Okay, so there's this synergistic bombardment. There's an all-out assault, specifically, first and foremost, above everybody, the spirit of Antichrist, not to be confused with the Antichrist. But the spirit of Antichrist has penetrated American society and culture because we have sinned, especially Christians. We have sinned against the Lord. The first thing we have to do is repent before God and to ask Him for forgiveness of our sins. That clears the channel and allows God to pour out his supernatural power and deliverance upon our nation. I want to read a quote from a Dr. Pascal Sacri. Quote, "It is time for everyone to come out of this negative trance, this collective hysteria, because famine, poverty, mass unemployment will kill and destroy the lives of many more people than SARS-CoV-2. And he's right. And there are numerous medical doctors, neuropsychiatrists are saying, are warning of the danger of the psychological impact. Now, let's observe what's really happening analytically, not stupidly, like analytically. The purpose of absorbing this information is not so we can be know-it-alls. The purpose of absorbing this information is to put it into specific God-directed action and take back our nation lawfully and peaceably while there is still time. The day may come sooner than some of you think when time has run out. The consequences to that will be you will lose all your freedoms. There will be mass numbers of people removed from society, taken away from society. And I'm soft pedaling this. And there will be mass numbers of people who aren't around anymore. And I'll leave it at that. So, here is the strategy that the globalist elite are using. An all-out fear campaign, which disseminates disinformation, propaganda, and lies designed to destroy civil society. And it's simply called the fear campaign. This is from Global Research. The second method is to destroy civil society. The fear campaign to engineered, that means that it's scientifically engineered. Fear campaign is scientifically engineered to create economic depression. When there was no economic depression. Then you notice this. Simultaneously, as millions of people are losing their jobs and bank accounts, simultaneously, we're seeing the enrichment of the super rich, the appropriation and redistribution of wealth on a level never seen before. So when you analyze this, you see that the trillionaire class, the billionaire class, in the last 3 years has made more money, has increased their wealth far beyond any time in human history. And how did they increase their wealth so magnificently? Because the middle class, the working class, the people who do the hard work and heavy lifting, they got their money robbed through all kinds of things like inflation, job losses, losing their businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So super rich got richer. They benefited from the COVID. And the middle class and the working class definitely did not benefit. Now, another area of attack has been an ongoing, to this moment, impacts on mental health. And let me add something here. It's always important, like I said at the beginning of the program, to analyze the patterns across the United States and the world. Analyze the patterns. It's like analyzing the overall larger puzzle pieces and assemble them into a coherent, clear picture. Ask yourself this question. Why, as strange as it may be, why is it that at this particular time in the United States, we see an epidemic of mass school shootings? Now, I'm not going to give you the answer to that. You have to think it through. It's extremely obvious. It's extremely obvious. And what would be, who stands to benefit from this? You know, there was a time in America when rural America was, more people lived in rural America, but farmers and ordinary people, and even in the cities, everybody had guns. Maybe they didn't have assault rifles, but they were all had guns, and they had multiple guns, and their kids were trained to use the guns for hunting and protection and other things. So guns were everywhere. There were more guns available to people who were trained to use them than now, even though the people are stockpiling guns. Everybody had access to guns going back several generations. But notice, even though everybody had guns and was trained to shoot those guns, there was not one single incidence of a mass shooting or a school mass shooting by an adult or a student firing upon his fellow students. That was a non-existent concept. So you know, there's really big pieces of brain matter missing from some of these Hollywood actors, like, what's his name, McConaughey, or whatever his name. Taking away the guns, is that going to solve the problem? Everybody had guns for a long time in America, and there was never a single incidence of a mass school shooting by a student or anybody else. It just was unheard of. But what changed? Did society become more violent? No. Well, yeah, excuse me. Yes, society did become more violent. But how? Because when you stop teaching the kids that there's a right and a wrong, and there's a moral absolutes of a right and a wrong, when you stop teaching the kids that there's a God and you're just an animal and might makes right, when you do that, you have basically opened the door in their minds to function and act out like savage animals. That's your problem. Your problem is not the guns. The problem is the new brainwashed animalistic mentality where you're indoctrinated not to believe in right and wrong. That's the problem. You know, once upon a time in America, you posted the Ten Commandments in the schools. And what did the Ten Commandments say? Thou shalt not kill. And the kids that were religious knew that, and the kids that weren't religious knew that. But they knew that there was a moral code in the universe. Thou shalt not kill. Really simple. So they don't want you to look at that, because they're more interested in pushing their humanistic agenda than they are in the truth. So, the other bombardment of disinformation is that there's no cure for COVID except for the vaccine. And you're not even allowed to talk about the other medications and substances or whatever. In 2009, there was an H1N1 swine flu pandemic. Many experts were asking, was that a dress rehearsal for what's happening now? and look at what else is happening as a byproduct of the COVID thing. There is the tearing down of freedom of speech, of freedom of expression. And anyone who asks questions, anyone who would like to know the facts, they are demonized, branded through mind control as antisocial. They're the problem. I mean, this is right out of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. The worldwide COVAX operation and the Nuremberg Code, crimes against humanity, genocide. What does that mean? After World War II, you've seen the pictures of Adolf Hitler slaughtering people in the gas chambers, burning their bodies alive in the ovens, killing 35 million in the Holocaust. It was a nightmare. It was an atrocity. They experimented sadistically on little kids and stuff, torturing them. And so the Nazis, the Nazi scientists, the Nazi military leaders, they were brought up on trial, and the UN forces created a system of global law, and they created what was called the Nuremberg Code, which would prosecute and penalize and even up to the death penalty any nation or group of people guilty of what they called crimes against humanity. Crimes against humanity is genocide. So the Nuremberg Code is still in effect. And there are people asking the question, has the promotion of the worldwide COVAX operation, is that a violation of the Nuremberg Code when you know that it's dangerous and people can die and you go ahead with it anyway? The global coup d'etat. Now, this is what it's really all about. Everything points to the global takeover and the great reset. Global debt and propaganda from, the lying news media. So all of this stuff is bombarding the American public and the public around the world. And what is happening now, and it is discussed by very intelligent, educated men and women, they can't talk about it, publicly or out in the open. But the unspoken truth is that this novel coronavirus provides for a perfect pretext and a perfect justification to powerful financial interests and corrupt politicians to precipitate the entire world into a spiral of mass unemployment, bankruptcy, extreme poverty, and despair. The true picture of what is happening, it is the result of complex decision-making process. In other words, it's been planned out. What you're seeing now is planned out. Some people call it planet lockdown. And the purpose of it is to wipe out excessive population, bring in the New World Order or the global reset, and take down humanity as we know it. Now, the Christian church in America has been weak, passive, in denial, indifferent, and I'm not trying to be rude, I'm simply factually stating the truth. God is giving us an opportunity now. It's a very short window of opportunity. If we stand for righteousness and the truth in a law-abiding and peaceful manner, if we call on the name of Jesus, if every Christian would begin by at least praying over these matters, even just 3 minutes a day in intercessory prayer, if every Christian, every Christian household would devote just 3 minutes of intercessory prayer to these situations, we would see a turnaround in America. Nothing is impossible with God. If we fight this battle on our own strength, our own money, or simply on a political level, I'm not saying we shouldn't engage in those areas. We absolutely should. But engaging in those areas without engaging in the primary area, which is spiritual warfare, calling out to God, humbling ourselves, that's our primary weapon. But the truth is, we have not seriously used that weapon. We've pretended to use the weapon. And that's what you call playing church. You know, I don't know about you. I'm going to close the program now. But I'm just going to spell it out to you. For anybody who has done their research and homework and knows what has happened in history before, knows what has happened in other countries, the details of what is going to happen step by step, beginning now and accelerating as we go on, it is so crystal clear to those of us that have done our homework, like many of you. It is so crystal clear as to what is going to happen. And without embellishing anything, I am telling you the truth from my heart that a nightmare beyond anything you could possibly ever conceive that could possibly happen in America is going to happen in America. I'm talking about things that would constitute your worst fears and nightmares. We are hanging by a thread by the grace of God. Hear what I'm saying. God is not interested in punishing us. We're his people. God is interested right now in saving us, in pouring out his spirit on us, in delivering us. But God must have a repentant and obedient people in order for that to happen. Right now, the majority of the body of Christ and the majority of the leadership in the body of Christ is either embracing apostasy, false teaching, denying the word of God, trying to hide somewhere, and in short, they are in disobedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is exactly what's happening. You know it and I know it. Because if we were obeying God, if we were rising to the occasion, if we were praying as we say we are, then we would see visibly with our own eyes the hand of God moving mightily in our nation. And that is what God wants to do. God doesn't want to punish us and destroy us. But God operates according to his own laws. And if we are going to insist on breaking his laws, his commandments, and being apathetic, then what we have sowed, we're going to reap the whirlwind. That's what's happening now. And I'm telling you this because I care with every ounce in my being. I know. I mean, if I could somehow communicate it to you in a clear fashion, like a movie or something, I know with a clarity beyond clarity exactly what will happen. And I'm not claiming some, you know, I was taken up on a UFO and the aliens showed me the end of the ages and stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, if you know anything about history, you know exactly where this is going. And I, for one, my heart is broken. My heart is broken at a depth. There's a grieving in my inner man that is almost unbearable. And there's a burden on me and a burden in my heart that is beyond anything you could imagine. So I can do what I can do, and I can do what I can do with your help through your donations and contributions and prayers and spreading the word. You know, we are the remnant. Look around. There's nobody else. We are the remnant. And we need to come together and call on Jesus. And if we really do that, not just blab about doing it, but if we really do that, we can ignite a holy fire in America, a biblical third great awakening, not an occult great awakening, a biblical one. But we got to do it now. The time, I'm telling you, with every ounce of my being, the time for procrastination is over. We are on the precipice. We have to rise to the call of God. We have to be the victorious church he called us to be. We can do it in Jesus' name. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.